Hey Michael, I really thought that it was one of the best sellies of all time, right there at the end of the game. You were quite satisfied with how the team things turned out at the end. You're not playing really frequently, but when you have the chance to be in the net, you perform, and you haven't lost a game in the AHL since 2 years ago. So you're still confident out there. I tend to look out there on the press box that you're really confident out there.
Yeah, I think things are feeling good for us as a team. We just keep working harder every day, and sometimes teams come back like that, but the team battled it through for me and for each other, and we got the win.
What is the most hard for you to keep your rhythm without playing a lot frequently? I mean, you haven't played since the 13th of February. Is it tougher for you to don't have repetition out there each and every time?
I wouldn't say it's tough for sure. It's it is a little bit. Obviously, the more you play, the better you get, and the more consistent you get. So it's definitely a challenge day in and day out. But I've been doing a lot of work by myself, whether it's in the gym, off the ice, with the tennis ball machine, or whatever it is. I'm just doing a lot of work to just try and stay as focused as possible, so I'm ready when I get my opportunities.
There's a rivalry against Toronto. I think each and every time you face them, each team wants to win. Galchenyuk is on the other side as well right now. Even though it's the AHL, I mean, everybody wants to be in Toronto.
Yeah, of course. It's a team that's very well hated, and I think we're not far behind them. So every game against them is definitely a battle when it's our team against them, and they have a good lineup right now. But the only way you can beat that is hard work, and I think the guys did that the last few games, and we're gonna keep it going here.
All right, Mike, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We'll go with Sean Campbell, TSN 690.
Michael, you guys had 3-0 and 4-2 leads. What happened? Did they grind you guys down, or did you guys just take it easy for a little bit?
I wouldn't say it was either or. I think we played hard the whole game. I feel like every time we play Toronto, they always seem to get those bounces, and I think it was just another one of those typical games for them. It doesn't matter what the result was with 10 minutes left in the third. All that matters is getting the win.
Is like being a goalie in 3-on-3 overtime. I've asked this to a couple different goalies. Do you feel like you have to act differently, or do you have to do anything different than you normally would?
No, I don't. I mean, I don't think so. I think as long as you stick with it, it's the same thing. I mean, whether it's 5-on-5 or 3-on-3, penalty kill, power play, I don't think it really matters. I think you keep your head in the game, you just stick with it, good things will happen. And I didn't give up on my team tonight, and they didn't give up on me either. So that's the reason why we came out with the win.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sean. We'll take two more for Michael. We'll go with Eric Leblanc.
Hey, Michael, for a goalie who's not playing a lot like you, how would you describe the challenge to face a top team like the Marlies, and also the feeling to beat them in shootout?
Anytime, like we were talking about earlier, playing to Toronto and getting the win is definitely a good feeling, and good positivity for our group. I think, especially the young guys getting chance to play against the players like Galchenyuk and Patan and strong guys like that. It's definitely an eye opener for them, and now they know they can play. They can play with the big boys, and you just got to keep working hard and getting better every day.
And how would you describe the mindset that you need to have when you have to wait so long to play a few games?
Well, for me, my thing right now is, I just got to be the hardest worker on and off the ice, and I feel like I'm doing that. And it just keeps me fresh and ready when I get the call. So doing a lot of extra work, and I'm in the best shape I've ever been in right now, so I love it.
Thanks.
Merci, Eric. Last question, Chris.
Hi, Michael. Can you talk about how it's, in terms of preparation, how it's been different the last week or so since Marco went to Montreal?
Yeah, it's been a lot different, compared to what we're used to. But You know, like I've been saying, it doesn't really change anything. You know, Joel's put a lot of effort in to make sure that we get the work we needed. And you know, me and Caden, and we're working with him, you know, pretty closely. He's taking us on the ice early, shooting pucks on us, getting players to shoot pucks on us whenever we need. So, you know, other than Marco not being there and the schedule getting a little bit changed, you know, me and Caden and Vasi, we're trying to stick with it and, you know, just try and get better every day, even without a goalie coach.